Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality. I've been noticing throughout the year, as I take out trash, I might be feeling grumpy, I'm feeling this is unfair, I might be grossed out, or just feeling weak and tired. And with all those emotions, I step out the door, trash in my hand, and suddenly I feel the wind in the air, I feel the rain on my face, and suddenly all those heavy feelings seems to be blown away by the breeze or just by the environment. And you know, it's not a long walk to the community dumpster. It's not even pleasant, maybe. It probably isn't even beautiful. But I walk out and remember how beautiful it is outside just by being outside. I think it's kind of like the effect of going into nature, whether it's for like a long weekend camping trip, it's to a state park, national park, a nice big vacation. Before you get there, you're thinking it's gonna be nice, but you're also planning, and it's kind of the expectation where it's gonna be great, but there's nothing out of the ordinary in this experience. I've taken vacation before. It's gonna be just great, but normal. And it's after I get there that I always discover a new awe, a deep feeling of feeling nourished, feeling whole that I can imagine before getting there, but I will never feel it just by imagining it. And so, yeah, taking out trash, why is this significant and magical? I think, of course, there's also just this context shifting, changing where you are. For me, I work indoors a lot, so just going out and being connected to the open air is an acceptance, and that's refreshing, that's renewal. And for some people, maybe going in and out and changing places, that's just part of their normal life, it's part of their work. It could be the norm instead of acceptance. However, isn't that just the basis, that's the base of life experience and living in the moment, is from something that's out of the routine, you discover a new feeling, and if it becomes normal, you learn to discover what was the original spark in it, or you learn to be grateful about the normalcy of that and find kind of a peace or the magical part of it, the magical aspect in a small life experience. And that also get me thinking, it's a great feeling of when you walk out, the weather could be worse, weather could be better than if you were indoors. I could be going out and there's a nice cool breeze, we're in the house, it's too hot inside, or I might step out to a wave of heat and it's super unpleasant. But either way, it's gonna make me feel more alive. And I've noticed over the years, just being surrounded by walls with shut windows, that really cuts me off. I feel like I need to feel just the flowing of air, whether there's wind or not, if it's stagnant or fast flowing. I think by stepping out of our home, it brings me into the bigger world, of course, where the majority of the surrounding is open air, it's nature, it's the weeds, there's the weather. And yes, that brings me into the cycle, the environment, and it reminds me, just makes me feel I'm part of the cycle. It's not something super conscious, but I think that's the explanation for why It makes me feel good and it makes me feel blessed when I step out from the door just to the outside world. And how this goes from a great feeling to kind of a spiritual moment is that belief in being connected. It's what keeps me going. It reminds me that, yes, I'm part of this bigger thing, and I'm also part of this cycle, whether it's, you know, work to chores, to leisure, to another chore, that kind of cycle, or it's from a more uncomfortable environment to a less uncomfortable environment to an unusual environment. All those things are continuously changing and shifting, and I think finding, noticing the newness of something, that's what help keeps me going in life in general and through the day-to-day. There's also that contrast of feeling small in the outside world, in the outside connected world, versus when I'm indoors and feeling all my big ego self. Everything's just about me and my family members, or even if I'm in a good mood to clean the house, or I'm just by myself, and of course it's on me. And with all that, I can still go ahead and realize that I actually feel lucky to be the one doing it. I am lucky to be the one who can experience that change and be reminded that I'm still connected. So, however heavy or unpleasant I'm feeling about going forward with this task, I kind of know that in the end I'll be in a better spot once I go ahead and do it. You know, things that family dynamics, all that kind of thing, that's a separate issue to work on. This is more about relationships. But I feel like personally, you know, you step out, even on an annoying walk to the dumpster, yes, but the sun is out there, the moon is out there, the stars are out there. I can greet them. They're there watching over us. And I feel blessed.